B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to start learning Shabbos Daf Yud Dalud, and we're going to start 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, V'yud ches dvorim gozru boi bayoim. That day that the Chachomim went into the Aliyos of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin, then there were some halachas that they were arguing about, others that they agreed upon l'katchila, others that they voted and came to a unanimous conclusion. And these are the Yud Ches Dvorim that Gozru Boi Bayoim. The Chachomim made a gezeiros. They instituted certain halachas and decrees, which we're going to learn about in the coming Dafim. Says the Gemara, Mai Niu Shmoin Osor Dover. The Mishnah mentioned 18 things that they were gozer. What are the 18? And we'll remember that according to Rashi, others disagree, but according to Rashi, two of the 18 have already been mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and that is the halachas of delousing clothes on Shabbos, and the halachas of not reading with the light of a lamp on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, we're now going to have a Mishnah with 9 gezeiros. Tetnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Eilu Poislin Esatruma. And before we continue reading the Mishnah, I'd just like to introduce some of the concepts that we're going to be discussing, and we'll try and remember these concepts. I won't have to repeat them every time they come up. There's halachas in the Torah called Tuma and Tara. A person, kelim, vessels, clothes, oichlim, mashkim, solid foods, liquid foods, they can all become tummy. There are different levels of tuma, each with their own set of halachas. There's an av hatuma, which would typically be a zov, or any liquid discharge that comes from a zov, his saliva, his urine, or any other discharge. You've got a rishon letuma. A rishon letuma would typically be anything that touched an av hatuma. Min hatayra, something that touches an av hatuma, will become tomei one level less than the thing that made him tomei. If he touched an av hatomei, then the next level, the whatever touched it, is going to become a rishon. And we know that min hatayra, kelim can become a rishon, oichlin and mashkin, even chulin, can become a rishon. If things touch a rishon, according to the rules, they should become a sheni. But we know that min hatayra, kelim cannot become sheni, nor can odom become sheni. Min hatayra. Oichlim and mashkim, even though they are chulin, they are not truma, they are not hekdesh, they can become sheni. But if chulin food touches sheni food, then that chulin food will not become a shlishi, since chulin is only chulin, there's no kedusha in it, it will not attract or contract the level of tuma of a shlishi. Truma, however, being that there's a level of kedusha, the Torah says you have to keep it kodosh. Min ha-Torah, if a truma touches oichlin or mashkin that was sheni, then the truma can become a shlishi. A truma will not become a revi'i. Hekdesh, however, korbonis, etc., they can even become revi'i. If hekdesh touches truma, which is a shlishi, then the hekdesh will now become a revi'i. That's one set of rules. There's another set of rules that we have to remember. Even though we're discussing the halachis of Toma and Tara, but as far as the terminology is concerned, and there are even halachic ramifications of this, but we're not going into them now, there's a difference between when we use the term tomei and when we use the term posel. Tomei is referring to something that is not only tomei itself, but it can even make something else tomei. Something that is tomei but cannot make something else tomei, that is called posel. So for example, if a truma becomes a sheni, we would say that the truma is tomei, because it can make other truma shlishi. But if truma becomes a shlishi, then that's called that the truma is now posel. So if chulin, which is sheni, touches truma, it will not be called that it is metame truma, it will be called that it is poisel truma, because as far as truma is concerned, truma will not be able to become any worse level than this. It will not be able to make truma and other truma become tome, because if a sheni chulin touches truma, the truma becomes shlishi. If this truma now touches other truma, it will not become tome, because truma cannot become a revi. Therefore, it's called that it passels the truma. That's as far as the introduction is concerned. So let's see this Mishnah now. Eilu poislin es ha-truma. The following are a list of things which cause truma to become shlishi. That's why it's called poisel and it's not called metame. They're going to cause truma. If a truma touches any of these things, any of the nine things we're going to mention now, then the truma is going to become posel, it's going to become a shlishi. And we're assuming at this point that these nine things are from the Yudches Dovar, and these Yudches Dovar are all midrabanon. So we assume that min ha-teira, truma touching any of these things will be tohir. Midrabanon, they made a gezeira that the truma becomes a shlishi if it touches any of these things. We'll see in the Gemara that one of the things mentioned in this list actually make truma a shlishi min ha-teira and not midrabanon. It's still true that it's poisel es ha-truma, but it's poisel the truma min ha-teira and not poisel the truma midrabanon. It just means that it's not one of the 18 derabanons, and the Gemara will make it up to us what the 18th gzeira drabanon is. Now we're going to just read the words in the Mishnah. We're not going to explain them, because the Gemara is going to explain them one by one, and we'll explain them as we get there in the Gemara. Says this Mishnah, Ha'oichel oichel rishon. A person who eats oichlin, which have the status of rishon, this person will be poisel truma. V'ha'oichel oichel sheni. If a person eats food which is a sheni, then this person is going to, if he touches truma, will passel the truma, he'll make the truma into a shlishi. V'ashoise mashkin tmein. If a person drinks any liquids that are tomei, this person who with that, if he then touches truma, will make the truma shlishi midrabanon. V'haba roishe v'rubay b'mayim sh'uvim. If after a person went to mikveh, if he needed minatira to go to mikveh, he then showered himself, his head and most of his body, with mayim sh'uvim, which is water that's been collected in vessels that are not kosher mikveh water, then he becomes tomei, that if he touches truma, the truma will become shlishi, will become posel. A regular Tohir person who was not Tomei, that three lugim of Maim Shuvim, which is water that's been through a vessel, is poured on top of him, this person is now also going to become Tomei, that if he touches Truma, the Truma will become Shlishi Midrabonon. Vasefer, a Sefer of the Chov Dalet Svarim, the Tanakh, the scrolls of the Tanakh, they, if truma touches them, the truma will become shlishi. Vayodaim, if a person's hands touches truma before netilas yodaim, then a person's hands will make the truma into a shlishi. Vatvul yoim, a person that was tomei, he went to mikveh, then even though technically speaking he's done everything he's supposed to do, he only becomes tohir regarding truma if he waits until the end of the day. Until the end of the day is called a tvul yoim. If he touches truma before the end of the day, then the truma becomes a shlishi. And this is the case that the Gemara is going to say, this is a halacha min ha-teira, that if somebody was tomei min ha-teira, he went to mikveh and did not wait till the end of the day before touching truma, min ha-teira, the truma becomes a shlishi. V'ha-oichlin, v'akelim shenitmu b'mashkin, if either food or drink, liquids, became tomei from liquids, then these foods or drink are now have the status of tomei midrabanon, that if they touch truma, the truma will become shlishi. That's as far as the Mishnah is concerned. And now we're going to slowly and methodically go through each one and understand them in depth. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, which Tana holds ha'oichel oichel rishon, that a person who ate food where that food item was itself a rishon, v'ha'oichel oichel sheni, or a person who ate food that food item was a sheni, then this person, in both these cases, mifsel posli, he makes truma posel, he makes truma into a shlishi, and doesn't make truma into a sheni. If it would be a sheni, that would not be in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about poislin es ha-truma, it makes truma a shlishi. If it would make truma into a sheni, it would not be called poisel es ha-truma, it would be called metame es ha-truma. So the Gemara is asking, which opinion is this? Who holds this way? That mifsel posli, tumui eloi metami, it makes truma into a shlishi, it does not make it tome, it does not make it into a sheni. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, Rabbi Yeshuahi. We're going to now see in a Mishnah, a machlokes tanoim, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and then it will become clear that the tano of this Mishnah, that says, ha'oichel oichel rishon, v'ha'oichel oichel sheni, is puzzles, the truma is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan we learnt in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ha'oichel oichel rishon, a person who eats food where the food is a rishon, then the person has the halachic status of a rishon, even though we said that minatayra, somebody who touches a rishon will become a sheni, and we said Odom cannot become a sheni ever. However, midrabbonon, the person who ate oichel rishon according to this opinion, which is Rabbi Eliezer, the person has midrabbonon the status of a rishon. V'oichel oichel sheni, if a person ate food that was a sheni. Sheni, the person, midrabbonon, has the status of a sheni. Oichel shlishi, if a person ate shlishi, we'll soon see what that means. How can you have food that's a shlishi? Shlishi, then the person has the status of a shlishi. Being a shlishi just means that if you touch hektish, it will become revi, it will become posel. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, that was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua holds, ha'oichel oichel rishon, a person who ate a food item that was rishon, va'oichel sheni, or a person that ate a food item that was sheni, in both those opinions, sheni. The person becomes a sheni midrabonon, shlishi. If the person ate shlishi, then sheni l'kodesh, v'ein sheni l'truma. Then he becomes a sheni, but only midrabbonon, and he only becomes a sheni regarding the halachas of hektish, not regarding the halachas of truma. Which means that if a person ate shlishi, then as far as truma is concerned, he's completely tahir. As far as hektish is concerned, the odom becomes a sheni. And that means if he then touches hektish, the hektish will become a shlishi. And what's shlishi? What did he eat? Which food items became shlishi? B'chulin shenasu altaras truma is talking about chulin where the person who was eating the truma was a type of person that was makbid to make sure that all his food should be tohir regarding truma. He was very particular that the halachas of tumah, as far as truma is concerned, would not make any of his food items tomei. But he was not oichel al taras hektish. He was not careful that his food should comply with all the halachas of hektish. So as far as truma is concerned, since it's nase al taras truma, it's completely toir. A person eating it is completely toir. But since it was only chulin shenase al taras truma, it was not done chulin shenase al taras kodesh, then as far as kodesh is concerned, we consider the food as items as being tomei, midrabbonon. And therefore, a person that touches it, we consider it midrabbonon as if he touched a rishon. So the odom is going to become a sheni for kodesh. So you see from here that which opinion of these two tanoim is our Mishnah. In the Mishnah we learnt, ha'oichel oichel rishon, va'oichel oichel sheni. If a person ate either rishon or sheni, then it passels the truma. So the Gemara says it must be Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, eating a rishon makes the person into a rishon, which means that if he touches truma, the truma is going to become a sheni, not a shlishi. And that's not the Tana in our Mishnah. The Tana in our Mishnah says that the truma becomes posel, it becomes a shlishi. It must be Rabbi Yeshua who says that if a person eats either rishon or sheni, the person becomes a sheni, he'll touch truma, the truma will become a shlishi. That's called, he puzzles the truma. Says the Gemara, Oichel Oichel Rishin, V'Oichel Oichel Sheini, Mai Tama Gozur Be Rabbonon Tuma. Now the Gemara wants to understand, why did they make this gezeira? Why did they say that if a person eats either a rishon or a sheni, that the person becomes a sheni, that if he touches truma, he's going to make the truma into a shlishi? Says the Gemara as follows, Dezimnin de'ochil oichlin tmeim, that it could happen that he's eating tomei food, he's got tomei food in his mouth. And so for all intents and purposes, minatayra, the Odom himself may be Toyer, because these foods cannot make the Odom Tomei. But the food in his mouth is Tomei. V'shokil mashkin de truma. He now, in the middle of his meal, he wants to take a drink. He's got Tomei food in his mouth. He's going to take a drink of truma. He's going to drink it. V'shodi lepumei. He's going to put the liquid, the drink of truma, into his mouth whilst he's got the Oichel Tmeim, the Tomei foods in his mouth, Upasiluhu, he's going to make the Truma, the drink, he's going to make it Pasil. And therefore the Chachomim said that if you just eat Rishain or Sheini, anything that could affect this Truma drink, then the Odom becomes a Sheini, that if he touches Truma, the Truma becomes Pasil, and therefore a person who eats this is not going to come and touch the Truma and have a drink of truma, because as soon as he's eating oichel, which is rishayin or sheini, he's going to become tomei midrabanon. He's going to stay away from the truma drink. Continues the Gemara. The next part of the Mishnah, hashoise mashkim tomeim. Somebody who drinks a drink that's tomei, the person that drank it becomes a sheini midrabanon. That if he touches truma, it will become a shlishi. Says the Gemara, Ashoise mashkim tmeim, mai tama gozru be rabbonon tuma. Why did the Chachomim say that this person is tomei as far as truma is concerned? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The zimnin deshoso mashkin tmeim. It could be that he was drinking mashkin that were tomei, either rishon or sheni. And whilst he's drinking, he wants to eat something. V'shokil oichlin de truma, he's going to take truma food and he's going to put it in his mouth. V'shodi lepumei upasiluhu, and the food is going to make the truma pasil. In the event that the food, that the drink that was in his mouth is a sheni, he's now putting truma into his mouth. The sheni drink in his mouth is going to make the truma pasil. And the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. So in order to avoid such a situation, the Chachomim said that if you just take any drink, which is rishon or sheni, and you put it in your mouth, you become a sheni, and if you touch truma, you're going to make the truma posel midrabanon, so you'll stay away from the truma, and you won't come to put truma food into your mouth while you have tomei liquids in your mouth. Says the Gemara, Hainuach. So it's, for all intents and purposes, it's the same gezeira. Speaking about oichel, oichel rishon v'oichel oichel sheni, which we said that the reason the Chachomim made the gzeira was because he might take a drink when he's eating truma food, and the gzeira of shoyse mashkim tmeim, which is the fear that he's going to take some truma food whilst he's having a drink, it's the same gzeira, says the Gemara. No. I might have thought that it's common for a person to take a drink whilst he's eating, and therefore it says that if you eat tomei food, it's very probable that you're going to take a drink. The drink might be truma, and therefore the Chachomim said eating tomei food makes you tomei, that you'll passel the truma. But since it's not common to eat something whilst you're drinking, therefore, I may have thought that the Chachamim would not make a gzeira that if you drink tomei drink, that you become a sheni. Kumash melon, that's the chiddush, that even hashoise mashkim tmeim, if you drink liquids that are tomei, they also make the person a sheni midrabanon, because we're afraid for the improbable situation, but possible situation, that you're going to eat something while you're drinking. You might eat some truma while you're drinking drinks that are tomei. To avoid this happening, the Chachomim said that if you drink anything tomei, then the person becomes a sheni and he will passel the truma. Continues the Gemara. The next thing we saw in the Mishnah, v'habar roishei v'rubay b'mayim sh'uvim. If a person went to the mikveh And immediately after going to mikveh, he, in our language it would be called, he has a shower with maim she'uvim, which is water that's been through kelim, been through vessels. It's possible, it would be possible to toivel in that water. And a person who his head and most of his body gets covered and gets washed with maim she'uvim, then the person is now a sheni, and if he touches truma, the truma will become possible midirabonon. Ask the Gemara, my tama gozu beirabonon tuma. Why should the Chachomim have made a gezeira that a person who is washed, his head and most of his body is washed with maim she'uvim, that he should become tomei? Omer of Bivi, Omer of Asi. Shebitchilo hayu toivlim b'mei ma'oris. At the beginning, people used to toivel in a kosher mikveh. Mikveh is kosher for all tmeim besides for a zov. A zov needs to have a mayon, maim chaim. But besides for a zov, all other tumas, they can go into any collected waters that have not been through a cave, have not been through a vessel. You can toivel in it. So they used to toivel in the waters of the cave, nuchunosim, and the waters were stagnant, usruchim, and they were foul smelling. And since they went into this mikveh in the cave, which was foul smelling, when they came out of the mikveh, they would wash themselves down with regular maim she'uvim, which should be okay. Hischilu asa'um keva. It became a permanent and fixed habit that after toveling in these waters, they would wash themselves with maim she'uvim. Gozru aleim tuma. And therefore the Chachomim said, since it's become a fixed and common practice that after going to the mikveh, they would shower themselves down, that therefore they said that having such a shower will actually render a person tomei. If he touches truma, the truma will become a shlishi. Says the Gemara, my keva. So what that it became a fixed habit? Why do you care the fact that it became a common practice that after going to mikveh you take a shower? Why should that be a reason for concern? Omar Abaya, shehoyu oimrim. Abaya says people would start saying, loy elu metarim. It's not the mikveh on its own that actually is the cause for a person to become tohir. Elo elu ve'elu metarim. They thought it was some ritual. You first go in the mikveh, then you have a shower. That's how you become tohir. And since that's what they thought, we have to make it clear that no, having a shower actually makes you tomei midrabonon and cannot be part of the process of making you tohir. Omale Rava. Rava asked Abaya, my nafkamino, hoka tovli behanoch. The question is still there. What do you care that they think that having a shower is part of the process? So every time you want to become tohir, you'll go into the mikveh and then you'll have a shower, mistakenly thinking that you need the shower where in truth you don't need the shower. But at the end of the day, you went into the mikveh and you're tohir. What's the concern? Elo Omar Rava. Rava says the concern's a bit different. Shahu Oimrim, people were not saying that it's the mikveh plus the shower that makes you tohir. They started saying, loy elu matarim, elo elu matarim. They said it's not the mikveh that makes you tohir, it's only the shower that makes you tohir. Here there's a problem. If people think that only the shower makes you tohir, then what's going to happen next is people who are tomei are going to take a shower instead of going to the mikveh. And that doesn't work. The shower is maim she'uvim. And therefore, the person is going to stay tomei. To avoid this happening, the Chachomim said, if you take a shower with maim she'uvim, you actually become tomei midrabonon, that if you touch truma, then it becomes shlishi. And therefore, everybody will realize it's not the shower that is causing you to become tohir. And they'll remember it's only the mikveh that causes a person to become tohir. Says the Gemara, V'tohir shenoflu al roishoy v'ruboy shloisha lugin maim she'uvim, mai tam gozu beirabonon tuma. The next thing we saw in the Mishnah was that even a regular tohir person, if three lugin of water, which is she'uvim, get poured over him, he becomes tomei midrabonon, and if he touches the truma, it'll become a shlishi. So we've just explained that if you have a shower, or if you go into water, clean water, that's she'uvim, that's not mikveh water, after you go into mikveh, we can understand. We don't want you to think that it's part of the tahara process, so we made a tumma. But this is a tohir person. He was never tomei. So what? He had a shower with gimel lugin. Why should that make him tomei? Says the Gemara, di'i loy ho, loy kaima ho. If a tohir person has a regular shower, and he's completely tohir because he used tohir water, what's the problem? People will say, just a minute, having a shower doesn't make a person tummy, so they will not accept that if you have a shower after the mikveh, that it makes you tummy. The only way you can make a gezeira that having a shower after mikveh makes you tummy, and it was important to have such a gezeira as we discussed, is if you also say that whenever you have a shower, whenever three lugim of mayim shuvim go on a person, he's tummy. That's the only way they can make such a gezeira, and therefore they said that any person who has a shower with mayim shuvim, he becomes tummy midrabbonon. Continues the Gemara. The next thing we saw in the Mishnah is the sefer, that if truma touches one of the chov dalet svarim, a scroll of the Tanakh, then the truma becomes a shlishi. Mai tama gozurubu rabbonon tuma. Why did the Chachomim say that the sefer Torah will make truma become a shlishi? Says the Gemara, Omer of Masharshia, Shabitchila hoyu matznien es oichlin de truma etzel sefer Torah. At the beginning, they didn't want their truma, which has to stay pure, did not want it to become tomei. So what do? They put it into the Oren Kodesh together with the Torah, and saying the Torah is Kodesh, and the truma needs to stay Kodesh, will protect the truma, will store it in the Oren HaKodesh. What happened then? People would say, Hai Kodesh, Hai Kodesh, the Sefer Torah is Kodesh, the Truma is Kodesh, and we're going to store it there. Given the Kochozi to Ka'osili de Pseida, what happened was the mice would come and eat the Truma, and on the way they would also eat away at the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah were getting parcel. The Tanakh was getting destroyed, were getting ruined, you're getting eaten away by the mice. Gozu be'rabbonon tuma. So the Chachamim said the only way to keep the Sifrei Torah safe is by making sure that Truma doesn't come anywhere near the Sifrei Torah. How do you do that? By saying that if Truma touches the Sifrei Torah, the Truma is going to become posel. And that way people will keep the food away from the Sifrei Torah. Continues the Gemara. The next thing we learnt in that Mishnah was that the Yodayim, a person's hands, they have a status of sheini. If you do not do netilas yodayim and you touch truma, the truma are going to become shlishi, are going to become posel midrabbonon. Vayodayim, says the Gemara, why did the Chachomim say that yodayim have the status midrabbonon of a sheini? Mipnei she yodayim askoniyosheim, since the hands are very active, they could sometimes become soiled, and it's inappropriate to touch truma with soiled hands, and therefore the Chachomim needed to keep soiled hands away from truma. They said if you touch truma without washing your hands, the truma will become posel. That's the Pashtas. Rashi's got a lengthy discussion here about other explanations, but that is how Rashi explains this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tana, Af hayodayim habois machma sefer poisloises atruma. Even though it did not say it explicitly in the Mishnah we started with on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, but there's another halacha in the Braisa that hands that touch a sefer Torah or any of the chof dalet svarim of the Tanakh, the hands, even though you did netilas yodayim just before it, if you touch one of the svarim with one's bare hands, then the hands will become tomei. And if you then touch truma, the truma will become a shlishi, it will become posel. Mishum de Rav Paranoch, because of what Rabbi Paranoch said, Domer Rabbi Paranoch, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'oichaz Sefer Torah Orum. Anyone that touches a Sefer Torah naked, which means the Sefer Torah, you're touching it straight onto the parchment, not with some cloth, Nikvar Orum, then this person is going to be buried naked. Ask the Gemara, Orum sol kodaitach, is that enough of a punishment? So he'll be buried, Orum. If he disgraced a Sefer Torah by touching it with his bare hands, he deserves more of a punishment than just being buried without clothes on. Elom Rabzera, Orum b'loi mitzvahs. When the time he ends his life and he comes to his burial, he's going to be bereft, he's going to be left without any mitzvahs. Asks the Gemara, b'loi mitzvahs al kodaitach? He didn't do any mitzvahs. Elo'eima orum b'loi oisa mitzvah. What it means is that what's going to happen is when the time it comes to being buried, you're going to be buried without having this particular mitzvah to your credit. And Tosfos explains what it means here is that if you held the scroll, the Torah, in order to learn from it, you will not get the reward for this learning, since you learnt it in a way that you behaved inappropriately with the scroll, with the Torah, by touching it with your bare hands. Continues the Gemara, Hai Gozur Bereisha. We've just said that there's two different gezeiros on the hands. We saw in the Mishnah that Stam Yodaim Otome Osheni. We also saw that touching a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is bare, then the hands become shniyos. Which of those two gezeiros were instituted first? Ilei Maho Gozur Bereisha, if you say that the first gezeira was that Stam Yodaim Oshniyos, Kiven Dehach Gozur Bereisha Ha Su Lomoli. If you say that any hands that are not being washed until Asyudaim are Shniyos, why do you need to make a new gezeira that hands that touch a Sefer Torah make Truma Shlishi? They in any case make Truma Shlishi because it's Stam Yodaim. Elo, it must be Hach Gozur Bereisha. V'hodor gozur b'kulu yodaim. It must be that they first made the gezeira, that hands that touch a Sefer Torah or any of the Chof Dalet Sforim bear, the hands become shniyos. At a later stage, they were gozer that stam yodaim, even if they did not touch a Sefer, are also shniyos. And Tosfos says that the truth is there were three gezeiras here. The first gezeira was that they were gozer tuma on the Sefer Torah itself, like we saw before in that Mishnah, that Sefer, if Truma touches one of the Chof Dalet Sforim, then the Truma becomes a Shlishi. After they were Goizer Tuma on the Sefer Torah, they were Goizer that Yodaim that touch a Sefer Torah become Shniyos. That's mentioned in the Braisa on Daf Yod Dalet Omed Aleph. And then the next Gezeira was that Stam Yodaim, as we just saw now, the last Gezeira was that Stam Yodaim are also Shniyos, that if one touches Truma, it makes them Shlishi. So what comes out is that the sequence, there were three Gezeiras, the first one being the Sefer Torah, and the last one being Stam Yodaim, are both mentioned in the Mishnah that we're learning on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The middle gezeira, that hands that touch a Sefer Torah, are also shniyos. That's mentioned in a brisa on Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. And the Rishonim discuss why is it that that gezeira is not one of the Yud Ches Dvorim, because the Yud Ches Dvorim were all done on one day in the Aliyos of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorin, and since it was there in the same Maimud, they were all there in sequence, then if the first Gezeira and the last Gezeira were made then, and the middle Gezeira must have been made then as well, why is it not one of the Yud Ches Dvorim? It's discussed by the Rishonim. Continues the Gemara, Utvul Yoim, we saw in the Mishnah quoted on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that if a person who was Tomei Min HaTorah and he went to Mikvah, then even though he's already been to Mikvah, if he touches Truma before the end of the day, the Truma becomes a Shlishi. This is called a Tvul Yoim, somebody who's been toivled, has been to Mikvah in the day, and it's still the same day, the day is not yet over. Asks the Gemara, Tvul Yoim d'oraisahu. If a Tvul Yoim touches Truma, the Truma becomes Tomei min ha-Torah d'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vo ha-Shemesh v'tohir. That only after the end of the day, after the sun sets, only then he's completely Tohir. Says the Gemara, Somi Mikan Tvul Yoim. Tosfos explains, it's true that it passels the Truma, and it belongs in this Mishnah. It's in the list of all the things that passel Truma. But it's not one of the Yud Ches Dvorim. Take this one out of the list of the Yud Ches Dvorim, since the Yud Ches Dvorim are Midrabanon, and this is Min HaTorah. Continues the Gemara, that the next thing we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that passels Truma, that food that became tummy from drink, from liquids, then that food, if it then touches truma, the truma is going to become a shlishi midrabanon. And we have to discuss what food, what drink, what's the status of tuma, how does this work? So it says the Gemara, mashkin demai. You're saying that food that touched liquids, the food will then make truma shlishi midrabanon. What was the status of the liquids that this food touched? Ilema b'mashkin haboin machmas sheretz. Are you going to say that it's liquids, it's a drink, that touched a sheretz. A sheretz is tomei, is an av. If drink touched the sheretz, then the drink becomes a rishoin min hatoira. If the food touches this drink now, then the food becomes a sheni min hatoira. And if this food now touches truma, it becomes a shlishi min hatoira. Why is it part of the yudches dovor, which are midrabonon? Doiraisa ninhu, says the Gemara. Tichsiv is learnt out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chol mashke ashe yishte. And we learn out from there that drink that touched a sheretz, the drink is a rishon min hatoira. And in the Gemara elsewhere discusses exactly what we learn from this Pasuk. Does the drink touch the sheretz directly? We don't need to go into that now. But says the Gemara, Elo b'mashkin aboin machmas yodaim. No. It's talking about where the liquid touched a person's hands. And we know that a person's hands are shniois. Mashkin, any liquid that touches a person's hands, has the status of a rishoin, which we're going to learn about later. And since it has the status of a rishoin, the midrabonon, if a food item now touches this liquid that was touched by a person's hands, then the food is going to become a sheni midrabonon. And if it touches truma, the truma will become a shlishi midrabonon. Why did they make this gzeira? That food that touches drink that touched the hands, it becomes a sheni midrabonon. Gzeira mishum mashkin aboin machmas sheretz. Because we might get confused between a drink that touched a sheretz, and that drink is going to be a rishon min hatoira. And if food touches it, it will become a sheni min hatoira, and then the truma will become a shlishi min hatoira. In order not to get confused between that and the case of a regular drink that touched the hands, that touched the sheni, and the food touches that drink, we might get confused between food that touches drink that touched stam yodaim and food that touched a drink that was a rishon min hatoira. In order not to get confused, we say, any food that touches any liquids that's a rishon, even if it's a rishon only midrabonon, because it touched hands that are shniois, and we're going to see later, any liquid that touches hands that are shniois, the liquid becomes a rishon. Since it's theoretically possible to be a liquid that's a rishon min hatoira, and then the truma will be a shlishi min hatoira, therefore any food that touches any tomei liquids makes the food into a sheni, and the truma will become a shlishi. Continues the Gemara. The next and last halacha we saw in the Mishnah quoted on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, v'hakelim shenitzmu b'mashkin. If mashkin were tomei, touched kelim, and those kelim then touched truma, the truma will become a shlishi midrabonon. Says the Gemara, kelim de'itmu b'mashkin demai. What was the status of that original mashkin of liquids that made this keli, the vessel, become tomei a sheni midrabonon? Ilei mebemashkin dezov, are you going to say, is talking about a liquid discharge from a zov, saliva, urine, or other, and kelim touched those liquids? We know that those liquids are considered an av min hatoira. And if a vessel touches an av min hatoira, a vessel can become a rishon min hatoira. And if this rishon then touches truma, the truma will become tomei min hatoira. Do'iraisenenu d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'chiyoroik hazov, if a zov spits, batohir, v'chibes begodov, etc., then you see, we learn from that pasuk that any discharge, any liquid discharge from a zov has the status of an av, and a vessel touching it will be a rishon min hatoira. And the Gemara throws in an extra halacha, by the way, that we learn out from there, ma shebiyad tohir temesi lecha. If a person is holding something tohir in his hand, and the zov spits on that vessel, on that kli that you're holding in your hand, then since you are carrying, you're carrying the spit of the zov, the person then is going to become a rishon min hatoira. So this means that not that if a zov spat on, not only if he spat on a kli, the kli is then going to become a rishon min hatoira, But if he spat on a kli that a person, a Torah person, is holding, then the person will also become a rishon min ha-Torah because of maso. He's carrying, or he's somehow supporting the discharge of this zov. But this is halacha that we don't need in our sugya. The Gemara just brought it by the way. Either way, we see here that if the mashkin that we're referring to is the discharge of a zov, then the kelim are going to be rishon min ha-Torah, and then the truma is going to become a sheni min ha-Torah. So number one, it shouldn't be part of the Yudches Dvarim, which is only Midrabanon, and the Rashba, the Ramban, even add, it's not called Poisel Es HaTrumah, it's called Metame Es HaTrumah, and the Mishnah says Poisel Es HaTrumah. Says the Gemara, it must be Elo, B'mashkin Aboin Machmas Sheretz. We're talking about that the Mashkin touched a Sheretz. The Sheretz is an Av, the Mashkin that touched the Sheretz is now a Rishoin Min HaTorah. This Rishon Min HaTorah now touched Kalim, and we know that Min HaTorah Kalim do not become Sheni. Kalim can only become Rishon. So in the Yudches Dovah they made the Gezerah that these Kalim that touched the liquids, that touched the Sheretz, have the status Midrabonon of a Sheni. If they touch Truma, then the Truma is going to become Apostle Midrabonon, going to become Shlishi. The reason that they said that a keli that touches liquids that are a rishon because they touched a zov is, we might get confused between liquids that are the secretion, they are the discharge of a zov, and they are min ha-Torah and av. In order not to get confused, we said that even if the liquids are a rishon because they touched a sheret, they would also make kelim Tommy, even though in the event that the kelim touched the discharge of a zov, then the kelim are going to be a rishon min ha-Torah. Over here, the liquids touched the sheretz, the liquids are only rishon min ha-Torah, so the kelim are going to be tohir min ha-Torah because there's no sheni. But we didn't want to get confused between the liquids, so we said any kelim that touch tommy liquids, the kelim have the status of a sheni, and the truma is going to become posel as a shlishi. Now, so we've discussed here 8 or 9 or 11, depending on the Rishonim, of the 18 Gzeiros that they were Gezer in the Aliyos of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gorin. Now, we're still missing a whole bunch. The Gemara is going to come back to this a little while later. In the meantime, the Gemara is going to digress to another Sugya. Since we saw in this Mishnah that one of the Yudches Dova was Yodaim, that a person that does not wash Netilas Yodaim is, his hands have the status Midrabonon of Sheini, and they will make Truma Shlishi. The Gemara is going to discuss who, when, and how this Gezerah happened. Says the Gemara, V'Yodaim Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel Gozur. Are you suggesting that it was the base Shammai and base Hillel, the students of Shammai and Hillel, that they were the ones that were in this attic? As it says, Nimnu v'robu beis Shamael, beis Hillel, v'yudches dvarim gozur bayi bayim. Are you suggesting that it was beis Shamael and beis Hillel that made this gezeira of Tumas Yodaim? It's not true. Shamael v'Hillel gozur. It was Shamael and Hillel themselves that made the gezeira that Stam Yodaim are called Shniyos. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Yoisi ben Yoezer ish Tzereda. Yoisi ben Yoezer, the leader of a place called Tzereda, Yoisi ben Yoichanon ish Yerushalayim, and Yoisi ben Yoichanon, who was a leader in Yerushalayim, gozru tuma. They made a gezeira that there's tuma on Eretz Amim, Chutz La'aretz has the status of tuma midrabanon. We're not going to discuss this now. The Gemara is going to discuss this later. Va'al klei zechuchis, they also made a gezeira on tuma on glass kelim, even though the Torah does not mention tuma with glass explicitly. The Chachomim did. This is going to be discussed later. Shimon ben Shetach tikein ksuba le'isha. Even though the actual concept of ksuba may be min ha-Torah, but what Shimon ben Shetach made a gezeira, takona, that the achrayis, which is the responsibility, the assets, the property of a husband, is charged with a lien to pay for the ksuba. There's a shibud on the nechosim to the ksuba. That was a gezeira, a takona of Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach also, the gozar tumah al kli matchis, he was gozar certain tumas on metal kelim. Again, we're going to discuss this later in the Gemara. Shammai v'Hillel gozru tumah al hayadayim. So you see at the end of this brisa, it was Shammai and Hillel themselves that made the gezerah on tumas yodayim. So how can the Mishnah say, or how can the Gemara suggest on Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the Yud Ches Dvorim included Yodayim when the Yud Ches Dvorim was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not Shammai and Hillel? And the Gemara is going to have three suggestions. V'chitei, are you going to say Shammai Usiyatoi? When it says in the Braisa that Shammai and Hillel were Goyza Tumah Ala Yodayim, it doesn't mean Shammai on their own. It means Shammai and the Talmidim, meaning Beis Shammai. V'Hillel Usiyatoi, and Hillel and his Talmidim, meaning Beis Hillel. If so, it would mean that when the Mishnah said that the Yud Ches Dvorim were done with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it must be that Shammai and Hillel themselves were also present in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. If that's the case, then we have a challenge here. Why? V'omer of Yudam HaShmuel, it said in the name of Shmuel, Yud Ches Dovor Gozru, on that day there were 18 Gezeiros, Ubi Yud Ches Nechleku, and whoever was there, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they also had a machlekas on 18 things. And we'll see later whether it's the same 18 or not the same 18, but either way, there was a machlekas there in 18 halachas. And if you say that in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin, Shammai and Hillel themselves were there, it must be that they themselves were part of the 18 arguments they had there. And it doesn't matter that at the end they came to a common agreement, but there was an argument between Shammai and Hillel. And that can't be, because Shmuel said, Yudchez, Ve'ilu Hillel v'Shammai lo nechluku elo begimel mekaymis. We have a Masorah tradition that Shammai and Hillel themselves only ever argued on three halachas, not on 18. The Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, begimel mekaymis nechluku. V'sulai, Shammai and Hillel only argued in three places, and we're going to see on the Gemara later on which three they were, but only in three. So it cannot be that Shammai and Hillel were present in the attics of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. And if they were not there, then it must be that who was there? It must be only Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not Shammai and Hillel. If so, how does that work with this brisa that says that Shammai and Hillel, they were the ones that made the gezeira of Tumas Yodayim, of Netilas Yodayim? So that can't be. So what's the second suggestion? V'chi teima osu inhu gozur litlois. No, it started with Shammai and Hillel themselves. They made the gezeira that if Yodayim, Stam Yodayim, without Netilas Yodayim, touch Truma, they have the status of Sofik Truma. Litlois means it's dependent on. It's not 100% Tuma that you go and burn it, but it's got the din of Tuma, which is Sofik Sofik Tomei. Truma that Sofik Tomei, va'osu Talmidaihu, and in the Yud Ches Dovor, the Talmidim, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they made v'gozru Lisraif, they said we give this Truma midrabonon a status of Vadai Truma, and then you can burn the Truma. Can that be true? Va'oma Ilfa, Ilfa said, Yodayim Tchilas Gzeiros on Esreifa. Whatever was the beginning of the Gzeira on Tumas Yodayim, from the beginning the Gzeira was that the Truma that touched by the Yodayim has a din of Sreifa of Vadai Tuma, even just Midrabonon. And since that's the Tchilas Gzeiros on the beginning of the Gzeira, it cannot be that Shammai and Hillel first made a Gzeira only Litlois, that it's got a din of Sofik, because Sofik Tuma on Truma, you're not allowed to burn. So this second suggestion also falls away. Elo, the third suggestion, Osu Inhu, Shammai and Hillel themselves, Gozur, they made the Gzeira of Netilas Yodayim. V'lo kiblu minayu, their Gzeira was not accepted on the people. V'osu Talmidayu, and then the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were Gozur, they made the Gzeira, v'kiblu minayu. And from that point on, the Gzeira, the Takona of Netilas Yodayim, was accepted. Ask the Gemara, okay, all fine and good. We have Shammai and Hillel, we have Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, like we saw here, that Stam Yodayim are Tmeis, Midrabonon, and if you touch Truma, they become Shlishi, unless you wash Netilas Yodayim. Asks the Gemara, V'akati Shloima Gozar. We know that Shloima Melech was the one that was first made the Gzeira of Netilas Yodayim, way before Shammai and Hillel, and way before Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Omer Yehuda Mashmuel, B'shol Shatikin Shloima Irvin V'Netilas Yodaim, at the time that Shloima HaMelech made the Gezerah of Irvin and Netilas Yodaim, Yotza Baskel V'Omra, heavenly voice called out, and even though these are psukim that Shloima HaMelech himself wrote in Mishli, but it was the Baskel, as if his father David was saying it, Bani, my son, Imchochem Lipcho, if your heart is wise, Yismach Libi Gam Oni, then my heart is also happy. And another posuk, Chakam Bani, V'Samach Libi, V'Oshiva Ocherfi Dovor, that when you, my son Shloima, are wise and my heart is glad, then I will be able to answer to those who disgrace me. That's what David HaMelech was saying when his son Shloima, this is what the Baskel said that was appropriate for Shloima HaMelech's father to say, David to say, when Shloima HaMelech was Mesakin Netilas Yudaim and Irvin. So you see that the first one to make the Takon of Netilas Yudaim was not Shammai and Hillel, it was Shloima HaMelech. How can you say here it was Shammai and Hillel? Says the Gemara, also Shloima Gozar Lekochim. When Shloima HaMelech made Netilas Yudaim, it was not for Truma, it was only for Kochim. They had Hekdesh, they had Korbonis. Korbonis are Hekdesh, in order that the hands should not make the Hekdesh. Tomei, they made the Gezera that all hands have a status of Shniyos, and if they touch Kochim, the Kochim are going to become Tomei. Va'osu Inu, and then Shammai and Hillel came, and Beis Shammai and Hillel came, V'gozor Afla Truma, and they made the Gezerah even for Truma. Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll carry on from here.